Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On today's episode, I have the pleasure of speaking with Avery, a 15-year-old who recently moved from Chicago to Atlanta. Avery became interested in helping children navigating the foster care system after seeing a post on Facebook. She created Love Carries On, an organization that provides duffel bags so that children moving from place to place can carry their belongings in a real piece of luggage and not a garbage bag, as is so often the case in the foster care system. Avery really emphasizes the need to do your research. She dreams big and sets ambitious goals. I was so inspired by our conversation, and I'm sure you will be as well. One note, in this episode, I mention a national nonprofit that supports teens and children in foster care, Together We Rise, but I accidentally called it Together Rising, which is, incidentally, the name of another mutual aid organization. Two great groups, both doing amazing work, and you should check them both out. Links are in the show notes. Welcome back, everybody. I am so excited to introduce you to Avery today, and she's—
Hello!
Hi, Avery. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us how old you are, where you live, what you do, and tell us all about the organization that you started.
Okay. Well, hi, everyone. My name is Avery Kelly. I just turned 15. Oh, I was about to say 14. I'm currently in Atlanta, Georgia, but I'm originally from Chicago. And I will consider myself a creator of many means. I write, I direct, I produce, and I just create overall, but I also give back. And I am the creator of the Love Carries On Drive, which is a drive that is working to raise carry-on duffel bags and luggage tags for foster children in need. It's something that we've been doing since February of 2022, and we're now working to expand the project even more, especially during the holiday season, to give back. And that is pretty much what I do.
Well, that's awesome. Love Carries On is a fabulous name for this, right? So it's funny, my my daughter, who is also 15, for her bat mitzvah project, essentially, a few years ago, she did these kind of duffel bags for a national organization called Together Rising. Have you heard of them? So they do this.
Yes.
Bundles for kids in foster care. Again, this is whole notion of, you know, garbage bags are not a respectful, valid way for foster children to carry their belongings from one place to another. And as you know, we have 500,000 foster children in this country. And many times they are given something like 24 hours to gather their belongings, and they're told that they have to go to another place. So tell me how this got started for you. How did you get in tune with the foster care system and realize that this was an issue for kids?
Yes. So for me, it all started through a Facebook post. So there was one of my mom's Facebook friends. She was raising clothes and donations for two young foster girls in around 2020. And so I had a lot of extra clothes. So I was like, okay, Avery, you can donate. It's fine. And so through that, I learned, and I was kind of just doing more research on the foster care system. And I learned that so many times when moving from place to place, foster children are forced to put their items in garbage bags because they don't have their own things to bring them in. And I'm like, this is not okay. What are we trying to pray? Because foster children's items are so much more than just trash. And that representation of it did not sit right with me at all. And I was just talking to my mom, and I was like, okay, yeah, we have to find something to be able to help change this, because it was just so wrong. And their items are worth so much more than that. So therefore, I decided to create the Love Carries On Drive after doing a little bit more research, where we raise these duffel bags and luggage luggage tags. We initially had a goal of 100 bags and 100 luggage tags. And it honestly went really well. We started around the Valentine's Day season. People could purchase it through a quick Amazon link. You know those Amazon like wish lists that people can purchase things through? It was one of those, and people could purchase the items straight from Amazon for their donations, and it would be delivered to a location that then all of the items would be transferred to a local child welfare agency in Chicago. And we were able to do that, and it was so exciting. It just felt really good to be able to know that I was able to help at least a little bit. And there are so many foster children in the world, as you mentioned, and I know that I was not able to help all of them, but being able to start off small and hopefully expand into raising even more is something that I really want to be able to do, because it's just something that should not be happening whatsoever. And just to make things
so
a little
simple.
Bit exactly, it's so simple. It's something that's a basic necessity that we take for granted, like having a luggage to take with us if we're going on trips or on vacations, or like a book bag with us to take to school. Like, some foster children don't even have that, and it's something that we see as basic, but something that other people see as a need. And it's something that is a need. No one wants to be taking a garbage bag to school. No one wants to be taking a garbage bag on a vacation. So why should foster children be forced to put all of their belongings in garbage bags to go to a new home? So that's where it kind of started for me in terms of the inspiration behind Love Carries On and why we want to continue to do the drive.
It's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing it that way, because it's so true. It's so simple. It's so basic. It is such an issue of dignity, right? It's just dignity.
Right. Because there's no need for that at all. If it's not something that you would do, why would you expect anybody else to want it either?
1,000%. And that's what I say in my work when I advocate for teens and kids and families to do service. You know, there is a quality control issue here, right? You would never donate dirty, soiled, like you mentioned that you were donating your clothing. Like, you went through your clothing and you decide these are gently used things. These are things that you would still wear and that you would be proud to give to someone else and they would be proud to wear. You don't give soiled, dirty, ripped things to someone else as if it's trash. Like, so respect the dignity of the other in this activity. So you're doing this out of the goodness of your heart, but take it to the next level, right? Like, really see the other person for their humanity and make sure that they have things that they would be, you know, pleased and proud to use. So Avery, how did you find the child welfare agencies to connect with? Did you just kind of do a Google search? Like, how did you connect with the foster care agencies that accepted your donations?
It took a lot of research at first. I have to be honest, as soon as I got started, I had no clue what I was doing. And I feel like that's the main starting point for a lot of people. If you just want to help people, you don't necessarily know exactly what to do to get there. Before doing this, I didn't even know what a child welfare agency was. And so after doing a little bit of research, because I knew I wanted to do this, I wanted to gain these bags, but I didn't know how to give it to the kids. I didn't know how to directly reach them. After doing a little bit of research through family, friends, we actually were able to learn about a child welfare agency in Chicago. And we were able to set up a Zoom meeting just to kind of describe the project, trying to kind of like get some advice about it. Like, are we doing the right thing? Are we shooting for too big of a number? Are we shooting for too low of a number? Like, what is the direction? What is the route that we should be going on? And so after having that discussion, and I would say that was in about January of 2022, right before we got started, because we wanted to have stuff together before we had people sending bags to us. We were able to get that together. And then once the initial first launch of the drive ended right around the end of Valentine's Day in about March, we were able to gain the 100 bags, the 100 luggage tags. And me and my mom, right before a trip, we took all of them. We hauled them all in the back of a truck and we took them to the agency. And it was so fun. It was so fun that we were able to do that, because we know that we were able to help people. So now in Georgia, currently, I'm trying to find some child welfare agencies that we can hopefully become in partnership with, of having a home to be able to donate these bags to. Because I feel like out of everything for this project, that definitely is the hardest part.
And so now you're looking for someone to partner with in Georgia in your new home, which is amazing.
Yes, that's definitely what we're doing. And we're even trying to look for a few different places now that are outside of where we are. You just want to be able to reach as many people as possible. We know that it's impossible to reach everybody, but honestly, never say never.
Right.
And that's the mindset that we are going with, to be able to try and reach as many people as possible. So 2023 is for sure going to be our year with being able to expand this project.
It's just fantastic. So in terms of fundraising or getting donations for the items, this is just sort of grassroots, right? You're just kind of using your own network, social media, whatever, to encourage people to donate the items. Have you thought any bigger on that? Maybe you could even, you know, reach out to local businesses, see if anybody wants to do kind of bulk donations. How has that been working for you?
So it's so funny that you mentioned that, because that's something that we honestly were just discussing, trying to partner with a few other nonprofits, a few businesses throughout the holiday season and even after the holiday season through MLK Day to be able to get some of those bulk donations, to be able to include even more people. Because honestly, Love Carries On is more than just a project. It's a community that we want to continue to build, that we want to continue to uplift. But something that I also was able to do in March, I was able to apply through the Riley's Way Foundation that is based in New York, where you live, which is so funny. We were able to join the Call for Kindness Fellowship. And through that, we were able to join a community of other leaders who are working to help other different community issues that are happening. And it was so good to be able to join such a network, to be able to join such a community like that. I've learned so much from them about marketing your project, about creating your platform, about expanding your voice and being able to reach more people with it. But something that I also want to be able to do is school clubs. I feel like through schools, and it's something that I learned once I entered into high school, because I just started my freshman year back in August. I learned just how many people are like in one high school. Like my school has like 2,500 people. And that's like the case for majority of the schools in my county alone. If we can do different school clubs, different school programming, just to be able to help people learn more about the project and want to donate, then we can get way over 100 bags.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, if you harness all of those kids and all of their energy and all of their creativity and enthusiasm, you could run fundraisers all year long, which would fund your ability to purchase items and all of that great stuff. Absolutely. School clubs are a great idea. And, you know, full disclosure, I am a Call for Kindness Fellowship judge every year. And that's how I got Avery's name for this interview. So Riley's Way is this wonderful organization. I have actually interviewed several Riley's Way Call for Kindness Fellows at the beginning of the podcast. And that's how I found Avery. And I'm just so excited to have made that connection. But you're so right. Riley's Way not only provides a small micro grant for people like Avery who want to start something like this. So I encourage anyone listening who has an idea for a project like this to reach out to Riley's Way and apply for the Call for Kindness Fellowship. It's so fantastic. But beyond that, it's just, again, this community and this team building and leadership development. Their goal is to raise kind leaders for our future, which is exactly what Avery is. Well, Avery, tell us how people can learn more about your project. I think if they're in the Atlanta area, obviously they can get involved like right on, boots on the ground with Love Carries On. But if they are inspired by this, maybe they want to start something similar in their own community. Maybe you go like, you know, nationwide here. So how can folks find out more, follow, all of that good stuff?
Yeah, so I would say definitely the first place to be able to go to is my personal Instagram, which is @AskAveryK. And then also, if you go to inspiredmelanin.com, there is a link to our link tree that has every single thing that Love Carries On has done so far, all press, all media. It has the link to donate. If you want to just go donate right now, you still can. No one's stopping you. You still have the ability. Yes. So if you go to Inspired Melanin, which is on my production company's website that the project is launched through, you'll be able to learn more about the Love Carries On Drive as well. And we also recently launched an Instagram page that we're still working on creating content for, that we're especially going to boost up when we start our next launch for the projects. But that is @LoveCarriesOnDrive on Instagram.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Avery. I'm going to list all of that good stuff in the show notes. And I'll mention Riley's Way again, because again, I think they're just like fantastic. Well, Avery, I have to say you are like my first interview of the new year. And I just think this is just such a wonderful way to kick off and to just be so inspired. And the joy and enthusiasm that you have for this project is really fantastic. And I just have a huge smile on my face. I can't thank you enough for sharing this story. Again, such a simple, small thing makes such a huge, huge impact for some kids who could really use some love. And I just think it's wonderful what you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.